Talking now on FFA Week with Destiny Gebauer from the Lexington FFA chapter. She is a senior vice president of the chapter there. And first of all, Destiny, let's get underway by talking about your SAE project and what exactly is it, and talk a little bit about it.
I've had a few different ones. I've done tomatoes. I've been a farmhand on a farm here in town, and I've done peppers.
Do you show those projects anywhere, or do you just do them for interest and for your family?
Me and a friend did them here at the school in our greenhouse, and we showed them at the district, state, and county fairs.
Did you use the money to any specific purpose as far as FFA or future education or whatever?
Yeah, we just put it towards future SAEs for the greenhouse and stuff.
Do you plan to have a agricultural future for a career?
Yeah, I plan on going into agribusiness.
And where do you plan to attend and what studies?
I intend to go to Northwest, and I'm not really sure what studies yet.
To Northwest Missouri State?
Yeah.
What have you learned in FFA, and what has it done for you?
Oh, goodness. Okay, I've learned a lot. Like, I've became a better person and learned to think more of others and how to help others out in situations, and a lot more to do with agriculture because of FFA.
What leadership skills do you feel like that it has produced for you?
Talking to others for sure, better being more responsible and taking others' ideas into consideration and not just mine are the only ones, just making sure that everybody's voice is heard.
Do you have any other advice for people of your age who want to be a part of FFA?
To do it. It's the best thing I've ever done in my life. I absolutely love it. I would never trade FFA for anything.
Destiny, thanks very much. That's Destiny Gebauer from the Lexington FFA. She is a senior. She's the vice president of that chapter. Thanks for being with us, Destiny.
Thank you.